This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, they can go be sad later on at 6:40. Schedule's here.
It is. Kenny, schedule.
7-11. Mark it.
So you got the over.
Like 7-11.
By a landslide.
Yes.
On this team this year?
Yes.
Oof. You're going to have to sell me on the optimism.
KY, what do you got?
I was kind of going into the season assuming they were one of the worst teams in football, but seven, that's right in the middle of a huge pack. That's like a couple plays away from winning nine.
I bet it's also a couple of plays away from winning four. What do you think of that? What do you think of that?
Well, I think in general,
they're gonna eliminate turnovers. They're gonna win a few games. You don't think they're gonna win?
Wait.
What?
Who's starting game one?
Well, to me, it's Joe Flacco, but it's probably
and
gonna be
Kenny Pickett. They're eliminating turnovers.
Wait a damn minute! Can I? You didn't hear what I said. Okay. You just wanted to jump.
Okay, go.
That's
ahead.
All you wanted. No, F it. No, forget it. You go ahead. You do it. You already got me in a bad mood. 6:04.
Well, he's so familiar with the schedule.
Maybe we'll start. Yeah, you didn't even see the schedule. You called it and embarrassed yourself with Jake Volnick last night.
I did finally see the schedule after I did the schedule call-in.
It's outrageous.
But obviously, I knew the teams.
It's not that hard to guess Cincinnati and Baltimore and Pittsburgh. Did you know about Detroit?
I knew about all the teams.
Okay. Well, you are aware of all 32 teams in the NFL.
Yes. The war zone over here. We're cleaning up the playroom. Kids have been getting busy, so it's an honor and a pleasure to join your show. So you're saying you're getting plenty of consternation about the schedule so far. Why is that, Jake? Can you explain to me, pray tell, why people are upset about what I am calling one of the top 17 schedules in recent history of the Cleveland Browns?
Did you have a few drinks before that call?
I did. It was an anniversary dinner that we had on the West Side.
Anniversary?
Yes. Three years.
That's right. You guys
three
got married.
3 years.
Wait, you guys got married at the courthouse.
How old is Izzy again?
Izzy is almost three.
The math ain't mathin'.
Well, she's clearly pregnant in the picture. I don't think it's a big problem anymore. It's 2025.
That's good.
So it is what it is. What was the judge doing when he got married? Did he judge you?
We were trying to have a political conversation.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
In the middle of the wedding?
Yes, Sarah was not
That's
happy
nice.
About that.
Of course you were. Why wouldn't you? It's you. Okay. Can I give my explanation here?
Yes.
All right. Now, before you jump, I said, for me, it's Joe Flacco. For them, it's going to be Kenny Pickett. And they're going to turn around, and they're going to hand the ball off, and they're going to run their way to a few victories that you don't see them having. All right? That's why they'll just, quote-unquote, eliminate turnovers. So I have them at 7-11, and I'll probably be way over. Okay.
You've already given up?
So, well, no, because you totally took the wind right out of it. So now I don't even know what to say. Fine.
Well, wait a second.
Fine.
I took the wind out of it, or just the roster that they have going into the season took the wind out of it?
Now, what's so bad about the roster? I want to know what's so bad about this roster.
For one, I mean, we got
Jerry Jeudy.
We just got horrible news.
What's the horrible news?
About JOK. And he was, would you say JOK?
That's not good news.
Was JOK their second or third best player?
Third. Denzel Ward was better than you give him credit for.
He's better than Denzel?
I said he was third. Denzel Ward is better than you give him credit for.
But JOK
meaning
was,
Denzel is second.
JOK was a monster when he was playing for us, and they just don't have him now. And we don't know if we're ever getting him again.
What's your record?
We have a quarter. I have him at three okay. wins. They should be one of the worst teams of
Who's
football.
Who's closer to the truth? 216-474-0092.
I didn't think that was controversial either.
I didn't say you're controversial.
Like, this is the time to be optimistic, but I don't know. I know they're trying to beef up the defense, like some of the signings and veterans that they're trying to go. I just think missing JOK is a huge, huge blow.
It is not good.
The scheme that they run.
Yes. So what I'm hoping, though.
And I think we might see five quarterbacks this year.
So I think that this is going to be, because of injury?
Teams that play more than two quarterbacks, I mean, they end up losing a whole bunch of games.
Well, you only got four active ones on your roster. And the other guy we ain't going to see.
Yeah.
So you ain't got to worry about that.
You see him on social media.
So right now, yeah, you'll see him all over the TikTok and the God knows what there. Bebopping and scatting all over the place. All right, so there's if you're saying there's five quarterbacks, there's a quarterback who isn't even named yet that's going to be quarterback in this team.
Not out of the realm of possibility.
Okay. So going back to it here, all right? What I'm praying this doesn't turn into, I thought about this. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I had to text this to myself like Jerry Seinfeld. What I'm hoping is, because I want to make sure I said it to you, I'm hoping this doesn't turn into 2018. Because like 2018, you had a number one overall pick. Now, he could handle that to some degree. But I don't think it's going to turn into 2018 again. Like 2018, yeah, you know, the record, if I were saying 7-11, that's kind of similar to what it went, this, that, and the other, whatever. But 2018, remember, you fired Hugh Jackson halfway through the year. I don't think it'd be very wise to put us in a position. And I know the beginning of the schedule is difficult. You got good football teams here, but they're all good football teams to me. But what are you going to do? You got better than good football teams here. You can't start out the season and do what you did to Hugh Jackson and let go of Kevin Stefanski partway through the year when you got two rookie quarterbacks on this roster and Kenny Pickett. I mean, like, we got to call it what it is. So whether you like it or not, like, unless it's just a mutiny in the locker room, like, he's got to stay throughout the entire year. So that's kind of what I'm thinking here. So at 7-11, all right, yeah, I'll admit that's a little bit optimistic. It's a little optimistic, fine. But as we talk about all the time, Tone, there's always a team that you think is going to be good that's going to be bad, and there's always a team you think is going to be bad that ends up being pretty decent, yes.
I didn't want to stop you in your...
What'd I do?
But you can't go 7-11.
7-10. Did I say 7-11?
You said it every time.
Oh, my God. I meant...
We're all getting our bearings.
Why didn't Mitch correct me?
I did.
When?
Just now.
Where? Mitch.
In the chat that you haven't looked at.
Say it on the radio, Mitch. It's a radio show. Say it on the radio.
He added, they can only go 7-10.
Would you like to restart the show while you're at it? Restart the show. Damn it. I can't believe I did the math wrong at the beginning of the show.
I won't hold that against you.
Just play the... All right. Morning.
Hey, Kenny, what is down?
Nothing's going on. 7 and 10, mark it.
Boom.
7 and 10.
Boom.
I know why, because I was at the mix of going 7 and 11 or 6 and 10.
So you
6 and 11 and 7 and 10, and I messed the thing up.
I think that's telling. In the math, you took the loss away. You didn't take a win away.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Now, how many teams?
Ooh. So here, yeah, I saw 7 wins on this schedule.
You originally had them losing to nothing.
They lost the bye week.
Yeah, I'm losing the bye week.
They won't lose it. Well, they'll probably lose the bye week. Guys, I mean, come on. When do they win a bye week?
I want you to go through the schedule right now. This may be
I can't believe it says 7.
This may be not the best logic, but you help me out here.
Yeah.
So how many teams on this schedule, and then count them twice if you play them twice.
Okay.
How many teams have true playoff aspirations?
In this schedule?
Yes.
Oh, jeez. 1, 2, 3.
Go through it.
Four,
no, say them out loud. Five. Say them out loud.
Cincinnati, Baltimore, Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota. Well, it's not very good that you start your season off that way.
Okay.
I do not say Pittsburgh.
You don't think they have playoff aspirations?
I mean, everybody has playoff aspirations. I'm just going to say whether or not I think
especially
they're going to be a playoff
week
team.
Genuine.
I'm just going to say whether or not I think they're going to be a playoff team. Genuinely a playoff team. All right, here we go. Cincinnati, Baltimore, Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota. Not Pittsburgh, not Miami, not yet New England, but they will be far better.
I think they have playoff aspirations.
Okay. Again, everybody aspires to go to the playoffs. Jets.
We got to stop you in your tracks.
They love Drake May and they add in Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, I mean they have a quarterback that they love and they don't like him. They love him.
Yes.
And their whole offseason has been about fortifying that. And then they bring in what was we have these conversations here, one of the most coveted head coaches. So what is not playoff aspirations about
you asked me the question. Mm-hmm. I'm being as realistic as I can. I'm not going to sit here and argue about the New England freaking Patriots with you right now at 6 a.m. You asked me, I told you. Not the Jets. Ravens already did. Not the Raiders. 49ers are weird. I think they're on their way down. I'm going to say no. Not Tennessee. I don't know what to do with the Bears. Yes, Buffalo. So that's like 9 teams. It's a lot. Not teams. Yeah, maybe I should have been closer to 6 and 11.
So yeah, that's why I want to know. Would you adjust? Obviously, there are injuries. We don't know what quarterbacks are going down. But we do know that our situation, like if we were to do this test in any other city in the country, would anybody have the Browns as on that list of playoff aspirations? No, the answer is a fat no.
No, they wouldn't.
So would you like to adjust your win total?
No. Said what I said?
You said we're
I originally said 7 and 11, which is not a record that they can attain.
You said we're...
I'm going to say 7 and 10.
So
mark it. I have slapped the table. It is done.
The analysis is we are going to cut down on the turnovers, 7 wins.
Yeah. Run the ball. Beat teams. Let teams beat themselves. 7 wins.
Do you think we will have one of the best rushing attacks in the NFL?
I think they're going to be top 10.
Okay. Well, that is a huge... I do want to monitor that because this is going to be a totally different setup for Kevin Stefanski and that we had seen.
Boy, there
past.
Are holes there. I don't know if I want to say all this right now. Damn it. Because what you're doing is you're being very... You've gotten me off my base right now, and now I'm worried.
I guess, and this gets me into trouble sometimes.
The Giants sumo match.
I am trying to weigh in on this.
What did you say? What was your record?
I said 3 wins. I'm trying to weigh in on this as if I were in any other city talking about the Browns, and not the Browns. Like if we played this out and we were in the Carolinas or we were in Arizona, what would we say about the Browns, knowing their quarterback situation? The age of some
I've never
of these
been
guys
to Phoenix.
On the offensive line.
I've never been to Phoenix. So I assume that person's never been to Cleveland. Ken in Phoenix in an alternate world's never been to Cleveland. Oh, I'd say they're one of the worst organizations in the 3-14. And people are getting fired and they're going after Arch Manning or God knows who. I would just shoot my mouth off and say Arch Manning if I were in Phoenix, knowing that Arch Manning probably isn't coming out in the draft this year.
All right, how many wins would you have said? That's a good one. How many wins would you have said if they would have taken Travis Hunter, number 2 overall?
Doggone.
Is he worth the game?
Yeah. Because I remember I said with you, he might be worth one or two more wins.
Two games, yeah.
Doggone it.
What side of the ball are you putting him on?
Oh, I think you're getting him everywhere. I'm putting him on offense. Sure. If you're the Browns.
No, you.
See, now you're
it's not
just,
what I would have done.
Man,
no,
damn it.
If you put him on defense, you go, look at our defense now.
You're not talking me into upping the ante. You're just talking me into bringing it down. That's all you're doing. Now you're getting me into the territory of 6-11 or 5-12. That's what you're doing to me.
Does the video of Mason Graham throwing up cost him a game?
No. I hope he throws up in every single game this year.
Does that give him games?
I hope he has 3.5 sacks because that's about what I think he's good
and
for.
And 17 barfs.
And 17 Ralphs. That's what I'm hoping.
Call him draws.
I think it was ridiculous. All the people freaking out over him throwing up. I thought it was the dumbest thing ever.
Oh, do we have a kicker?
If he goes out there and he sucks, but I'm not going to be upset about him throwing up.
Do we have a kicker?
Yes.
Who's that?
Oh, well, we got Dustin Hopkins still.
Did you dock them or did you keep it the same based on the kicking situation? Because we don't.
You know what? I didn't think of that.
Kickers cost so many teams a couple of games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You're sitting there at the end of a game. You have a chance. And
they have just
lose by one, and you go, man, we missed that.
Yeah, my issue is they haven't had a scattershot running game at best over the last 2 years. Their turnovers have been ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
I have to think that that's naturally going to lower. And so I think that pulls them closer to the middle of the road. See, now you got me talking myself out of it. Now I'm going to go 5-12 or 6-11. Damn you. So you got them at 3-14?
I do.
Are you upset that there's no primetime games?
No. Oh, my God. I love it. Which okay. I am not up to date on the rules of the NFL schedule. I thought every team had to have all these primetime games.
Not anymore, buddy boy.
That's gone?
It's gone.
Now, again, we got to remind people.
Cremunzo.
If Shador Sanders or Dylan Gabriel or Kenny Pickett, if any of these guys actually play well, they get that great running game you're talking about.
You have to say all three quarterbacks because there's sensitive people in all three fan bases.
There's so many people. So they go on a run. I mean, we'll get your primetime games. They'll adjust. Won't they?
Yeah. Later on, but you got to be good. I mean, they got to be good. Like, if you wanted to go, I mean, because you read the flex scheduling, I mean, there's passages in the Bible that are shorter than this. This is ridiculous.
You're hosting the Bills December 21st. If you're both.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Flex it in.
Good point.
All right. Well.
Niners, November 30th. Flex her in. You're hosting that one,
too. I'll give you my thoughts on the 1 o'clock games.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
We had a pair of playoff games, one and an elimination contest we'll get to in a little bit. But first I want to start off with something we got to near the end of the show yesterday. Are you guys aware of the Gone Fishing segment that they have on Inside the NBA on TNT?
Yes. I look forward to it, even though I don't look forward to my team losing.
Yes.
I do like to see what kind of clever spin they put on your season trashing your city.
They did put it for all the eliminated teams in the playoffs. The Cavaliers, obviously, they didn't do it that night. The Cavs got knocked off because Kenny and Shaq weren't there, but they did it with the full crew last night, and this was some of their reactions to the boat of famous Clevelanders on the broadcast last night.
We got the Kelce brothers there.
Drew Carey's there, my guy. Who's in that water?
Is that Kenny Pickett?
Oh, that's
yes,
the door.
Yes, Kenny Pickett.
That's the door in there. Man, I see it's a very, very close-up.
Oh, Shador. Okay, good.
Yeah, okay. How y'all get Kenny Pickett in there?
Easy.
Oh, yeah. You got Dylan
Steve
Gabriel?
Harvey, Donovan and Halle Berry.
Where's Kenny Gabriel at?
Steve Harvey and...
Wait, Halle Berry's from Cleveland?
How about Devo? Yeah. Devo making an appearance.
I didn't realize they were
fishing
from Cleveland.
Trip.
Wait, Halle Berry's from Cleveland?
Third time, yes.
Yeah.
I did not
know
that.
It's like our show.
Bedford grad Halle Berry.
7-10? 7-10?
Okay, so I was a little disappointed. First of all, how do you not take a shot at like Deshaun Watson? You know, that's like an obvious one.
If you saw the final joke they had near the end of that broadcast involving a certain company, you'll know that they wouldn't go with Watson.
Oh, okay.
I'll let you know.
I'm unaware.
Never mind.
I am unaware. Is Devo more Akron than Cleveland?
You know, I was wondering that when they said that. I swear to God.
From here, yes. If you are not from here,
Akron is Cleveland.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought LeBron did his best to try.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I had to separate the two for so long.
If you're not from here, Akron is approximately where, like, Strongsville is.
Okay.
Yeah. Right next to Canton.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. I guess that's fair.
Fair enough.
And Halle Berry, but she has some interesting social media in recent years.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what
she
is,
does.
Age is just a number with Halle Berry.
Okay.
She's doing everything she can to...
Swordfish come to life?
I mean, honestly, there's that. Just the way she touches. She seems... Honestly, for a celebrity...
She got that video of her and her boyfriend, and they're in bed, and I'm I hate those videos.
And did they miss the boat? No MGK?
MGK.
Kelsey, so the Kelsey brothers, does this annoy some people because they don't play sports in Cleveland? They're just from Cleveland? Because they're as famous as it gets right now.
If you listen to them every week, they say Cleveland once a week, at least.
Okay.
About being from here, and now neither of them have resided here in two decades.
Many years.
So Ken hates the Halle Berry videos. I just
don't like videos of people. Like, I don't care about you being... Like, right, Russell Wilson, I don't care about you being in bed with your wife or your girlfriend or whatever.
So you don't like that? Don't bother me. You don't like that? I don't like what happened last night in Boston.
It's off to Holiday. White. Big night from three, and he continues that way, lacing in a triple.
The Celtics beating the Knicks 127-102, and it wasn't even that close towards the end. Game six set for a Friday night. I thought this was going to be the one where the Knicks finally pulled it off.
That's a letdown by the Knicks, man. That's a letdown. You got Jason Tatum out, all that emotion, time to stomp on their throats, and you weren't able to do it.
And you know what's going to happen now. As the series shifts to New York, the pressure is now on. Because the last thing you want... Because I'll tell you, I mean... Boston has the pieces and parts to beat that Knicks team without Jason Tatum.
Yes, they do. The Knicks succumbing to the pressure of the media like that is the first. Like, Mitch, when were you born?
97.
All right, I'm gonna give you a little bit of a history lesson. Okay. So when I was a kid, when I first got into the NBA, like we're talking early 90s. The first thing I ever heard about media, learned about media and against teams and fans, against media and et cetera, were the Knicks, the John Starks, Patrick Ewing, the Charles Oakley Knicks against the New York media, the pressure of the New York media. And like they couldn't have a sandwich without anybody from the New York Post going after them, for Newsday going after them. I mean, it was crazy. And remember, they were up against, was it 93? They were up against the Bulls, and they were 2-0 against the Bulls. They went over to Chicago. They lost the last two, and everybody was freaking out. They ended up losing that series. And yeah. John Starks was ready to fight everybody in the building. He was ready to drive to Canton, Ohio, and fight me.
I mean, there is some puckering up that can happen in this scenario.
Yep.
Especially at MSG, all the celebrities there, they lose that game. The Boo Birds come out.
Mm-hmm.
And now, all of a sudden, you have a chance to let one get away in royal fashion.
You know, another team that doesn't have to worry about cracking under pressure in their second round series, auto courtesy of TNT.
Minnesota lost in five to the Mavericks last year in the conference finals. They're going to get another bite at the apple. That's a ball game. Minnesota is moving on. A 121-110 victory in game five.
Good Brian Anderson call. Second straight year for Minnesota in the conference finals.
It's just an under the radar, really good team. Man.
Okay, so we got
just an under the radar great team.
Minnesota, we've got Denver,
OKC.
I do not think, you know, it's funny. I mean, I'm NBA junkie, so I'll be into this no matter what. There's 1,000 storylines for me. The public, though, is the public going to be into this at all? Whoever's left,
I'm not sure. I wish I could tell you differently. I'm not sure. I know that there was some commentary out there about small market, mid-market stuff. And
I picked up on it.
I just don't think, if we're making comparisons, I just don't know if the NFL is a comparison anymore. I'd like to say it's good, but I do. I think that, you know, the NFL, they have it perfect where you have a bunch of mid-market teams that do well. You have a mid-market team also that's seen as a juggernaut, a team that people want to take down. And so it's satisfying. Sorry, Owen. It's satisfying for fans when the Chiefs lose. You know, baseball, the NBA, you need a team that everybody wants to see lose and everybody wants to hate. Like, that's one of the things I'm kind of not worried about, but interested in, because I'm not worried about college football. But I thought, I go, man, it's impossible for Ohio State to repeat. Impossible. I go, who's going to repeat? Who's going to repeat as national champions that people want to see lose? Who? With NIL, with the college playoff, like, who is going to be able to do that? Like, I'll pick a lot of teams before I pick Ohio State to repeat as champions this year.
What, just because of the gauntlet of having...
Because you lose so many great players. Now, yep. You replenish with great players, but you don't have the experience.
The funny thing is, Ohio State has two of the best players, yes. The best offensive player, maybe in all of college football, and maybe the best defensive player, Kalen Dallas.
Hey, and you are right about that, and I might end up being wrong, and I'd be loving to be wrong for your guys' sake.
New quarterback.
Damn, man, it's hard to put the confetti back in the cannon. It's hard to rally those guys again. You got a new quarterback, just like you said, you have some major leadership positions that are changing over. Not that these guys can't be leaders, but are they going to be able to rally them the way that you need them to rally as you get ready for the postseason play? I'm not sure if you're going to be able to. And I think that problem, if Texas won it this year, I think that problem would follow them. Anybody else, I think that would be a problem for.
And finally, we had yesterday the Guardians losing to the Brewers 7-2. Gavin Williams pitched well through five innings, but then that led to a heavy day from the bullpen, and they just couldn't keep up. Seven runs allowed over the last four innings. However, it might get some help from a former familiar face here in Cleveland. This is Gavin Williams yesterday.
That's definitely awesome. We've been talking routines ever since he came the first time, just having different ideas. I mean, it's a good guy to ask a lot of questions to, which he's helped me out a lot and thrown some ideas out there to me and going to take them and use them.
Man, he's talking about his former Cy Young winner, Corey Kluber, who has officially taken a special assistant pitching role for the helping out the Guardians staff this season.
Yeah, I'm always...
Need all the help they can get.
I'm always amazed at which guys decide to try to just get back in and because they can't stay away from the game. Corey Kluber, career earnings. Can you guess what they are, Kenny?
$103 million.
It's 85.
Oh,
that's a pretty good guess.
Okay. Thank you.
Because Man, $85 million.
Still wouldn't go to the Showcase Showdown.
Are you traveling with a base? Now, I don't know. Is he going to be with the team every day, or what's his role going to be?
Says that it'll shape as the season goes along, one which he'll work with the Guardians big league pitchers alongside the coaching staff. So I'd assume it's a regular role every day.
Is that an everyday report to work type of job? And are you doing that? Any of our listeners out there, you made $85 million in your career. Are you having a day-to-day job?
I think if you're in, you're in. Don't you have to go for the rest of the season? I think maybe next year, because I think Gavin Williams and Tanner Bibee and this young stud, Luis Ortiz, my God, if you could harness him, like get him in there, I mean, that'd be great. I think they need all the help they can get, because I think we're a little iffy with all of them.
Are they legally allowed to, on a day that becomes a doubleheader, and we were going to have to call a guy up?
It's Corey Kluber.
Hey, we just need three innings, Corey.
He's wearing a jersey. He's got a number. If this were hot stove baseball, yeah, throw him in there. Well, they got to report it back to the commissioner. Oh, I don't know if they're going to be able to do that. Is that it for About Last Night?
It is.
It's officially the end of About Last Night for the day. No 1 o'clock games for your Cleveland Browns. Or excuse me, all 1 o'clock games for the Cleveland. Boy, I'm messing the schedule up left and right.
Opposite.
All 1 o'clock games,
they're
no primetime games.
Times
they're playing
now.
3:22 games. You know what? The NFL, okay, we always talk about the power of the NFL. The NFL doesn't have to fix anything. But couldn't they stagger the games throughout the day?
What do you mean?
Instead of all the games, I know people love their red zone and all the games ending at the same time, but counterpoint, wouldn't it be better if you had a slew of 1 o'clock games and 2 o'clock games?
Do it like the tournament where every 30 minutes there's a tip-off?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Why do I want three awesome games ending at the same time?
Because there's only two networks. There's only two, and they want in each of their zones, their broadcast regions, they want the most eyes they can. They don't want anybody tuning out. So yeah. They want to keep them. So
yeah, like, that's probably true.
I think that the red zone thing is a go-behind. I've warmed up to red zone over this last year because, I mean, I got to be honest with you, in the month of December, there were a lot of Browns games on. I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and turn the volume up on the red zone here and turn the volume down on the Browns. And
I know at 1 o'clock on Sunday, even if the Browns aren't playing or the Chiefs aren't playing, 1 o'clock CBS is going to have a game on, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm going to go watch it.
Yes.
And I don't care who it is. And it could be two horrible teams, but it's generally not two horrible teams.
It was hard for me to do that last year, too, because then you have to admit to yourself that they're not trying. And so what's the point of me taking all these notes and being this way? And I think a lot of fans agreed. I did think, though, the Minnesota game, I did say, if you have a flexible definition of prime time, 9:30 a.m. on a Sunday, the whole world is watching.
That's true. You know what?
That's prime time, brother. They're watching in Brazil. Watching you at 1.
I do love how many
4:25, maybe even a Monday night.
So they've expanded the international schedule, right? Are we playing more international games this year than ever before? Yes. Are they all fitting under the 9 whatever? Or
all
are they starting
except for there is one in Sao Paulo, I think, or in Brazil that is not. I don't think they have a time yet for that.
Okay.
No, I take that back. That's the Friday game after the Thursday night season opener.
Yeah.
They do a Friday game.
Oh, okay.
The 1 o'clock games, I'm just happy. I'm not mad that they didn't get a primetime game. You have to earn a primetime game now. I think I like this better. I like this better because now before, you know, you would just go, okay, there are certain markets like, Dallas is going to get put on it because it's Dallas. All right, that's the one that separates it. Probably Giants, I don't think as much the Jets. Probably Rams, I don't think as much the Chargers, right? Depending on star power, which one's which, whoever. Maybe you'll get some of that. But the other ones is like, no, you have to earn it. Tennessee, I don't think Tennessee got a primetime game, and they got the number one overall pick in Cam Ward. So on the initial schedule.
Oh, that answers the question. I was going to ask you, if they would have taken Shedeur Sanders number 2 overall, did they get a primetime game? But you're telling me
seems that they didn't. No, they wouldn't have. So I find this to be, okay, it's a primetime games or a reward for your fan base. But at the same time, I mean, we had a bunch of primetime games before, and some of them are just more fun than the others. Thursday night football is fun, even though that was a requirement for so many years, so it took the special quality out of it. Thursday night football was a lot of fun. I think Monday night football can be good. Sunday night football is horrific. The wait is interminable. NBC does a fine job. Mike Tirico is a good guy and comes on the show and all that stuff. But Sunday night football, I remember that game they played the Rams, and waiting all day for that was the worst. It was a 93-hour day. It was just the worst. And then they lose, and you look up, and it's midnight, and I'm going, I got to be up in 3 hours. I might as well just roll all the way through here. And it was terrible. If they never play a game on Sunday night again, I'll be happy. You want to give me Monday nights and Thursdays and Saturday evenings, and I'll take Christmas and Thanksgiving over Sunday night, friend. I'll do that every day. But I don't mind a 1 o'clock game. I don't mind it. I like getting up early. I like getting over to the stadium. I like the quietness of the stadium when you go in, the people walking around, the scoreboard as they're working some of the stuff of the scoreboard, and you see the things rolling over. I just enjoy that. That's me. And I know that everybody else has their little things that they like, but if they go out and they surprise some people, because it is a tough schedule. There's no doubt about it. It is a tough one. As much as I want to poo-poo on it, I was a little confused by the overreaction, I thought, to the doom and gloom of the schedule. We knew this. We knew who the opponents were. We knew that they were going to be lined up in some fashion at some point here where you were going to have to play multiple tough teams back-to-back. I didn't know it was going to be at the very beginning, I'll tell you. But we always knew we were going to have to play Detroit at Detroit. So I thought that some of the doom and gloom was overdone. But what this will do, hey, if you end up getting Shedeur Sanders going, or you end up getting Kenny Pickett or Dylan Gabriel or any of that going, and you end up maybe a little bit better than what people think you're going to be. Lima's saying 3-14. If you end up 7-10, somewhere in there, and Shedeur looks good or Dylan looks good or one of the other ones, well, then damn it, maybe you're going to get some primetime games next year. So I'm fine with making them earn it. That's perfectly fine with me.
And obviously, maybe it's, I've done this long enough and our hours are hours that, you know, the 1 o'clock game just fits perfectly into our lives at this stage. I don't know. Is there anything else that conflicts with Sundays at one? It seems to me to be a pretty solid time.
And I'll tell you, some of the time when they win on a Sunday, like a Sunday 4:25 game, they win and it's like this race to get all my thoughts written down, all the topics written down before the evening, before it becomes too late of an evening. When they win on a 1 o'clock on Sunday, I get to watch the post-game press conference. I get to listen. I call you. Sometimes the weather's still good outside. I still got daylight out there. I sit out there on the porch.
Oh,
there's drinks.
He's painting
cigars.
A beautiful picture right now.
People are walking by. It's almost like it's a wonderful life, but the weather's good, and they're walking by because all of a sudden everybody's walking up and down the neighborhood at 3 in the morning for whatever reason in that movie. Like, it's just, it's so nice.
By the way, I know it's nice to have the Sunday dinner home cooking, but if you go out and pick up food,
yes.
Like Chinese,
oh, yes. Yes,
and people
yes,
got
yes.
their brown stuff on, it's
oh,
pretty
yeah.
fun.
Yes. That is the best. It's the best feeling for a guy like me. So I don't mind. I don't mind a 1 o'clock Sunday. Get it in, get it out. And if they end up surprising some people, God bless them. I hope so. I think it's going to be a weird year. And I think that there's a lot more pressure on us than we think. Because I cannot, the worst possible thing that could possibly happen to this team is they fire Kevin halfway through the year because of how this record starts. I'm going to be sick. Because now it's not just, remember, you're not just letting go of the head coach. I'm putting my two rookie quarterbacks, I think, in perilous danger. Because I already don't know if I trust everybody who's come in. I mean, Tommy Rees seems like a decent enough coach, but I don't know yet. Bill Musgrave seems like a good coach. I don't know how this is all going to shake out yet. I got two rookies I have to work out with. They're going to probably make the active roster here, no matter what anybody wants to say.
Well,
so now I have to put them in the best position forward. And if I got the guy who's calling the plays, they cut the head off that snake, I'm just going to feel like, man, you wasted last year's draft. Now we got to get ready for this year's draft. Like, what are you guys doing? To me, it has to be an all-out mutiny this year for him to lose his job. I see this schedule, and I'm going, man, I'm a little bit nervous. Like, if you go to London and say that season hasn't started great, I don't want to be coming back from London and talk about replacing guys.
I know.
I'd be
sick. Just the Shador part of this, because you brought up Cam. And how they don't have the big time games either. How are we in a bubble? How famous is Shador? Because I was putting him up there with Johnny Football and Tim Tebow. And is he not as famous, or is it that there's a quarterback competition?
I think he's very famous.
So it's the fact that because if he would have gone 2 overall, he would have been the guy. But because he didn't go 2 overall and nowhere near it, he's not the guy.
I think that there's also with the networks where they're going to get a lot of power here, I think there's a level of trust that they just do not have with the franchises. Tennessee has been a middling franchise themselves. Even in the final couple of years of Mike Vrabel, you could see them bursting at the seams and some of the decisions that they've made. The Browns have been rather chaotic. They've had a couple of good years here over the last 6 years, but they've had a lot of really bad years here also over the last six years.
Oh, and do you
remember? I think they're just going to make him trust
Joe Burrow his rookie year. Did Cincinnati immediately
get
national games?
He got hurt, didn't he?
He did get hurt. I don't think they got a ton of national games.
But I also think the rules, like this is the first time we've seen like, hey, you don't have to have a primetime game. Everybody had, like, it was always this fun kind of weird tradition on a Thursday night where, all right, here's the Jacksonville Tennessee game. It's our yearly visit with Jacksonville and Tennessee. You don't have to have that anymore. So now you have to earn it. So this is different now, but I'll take 1 o'clock games. And if we go to 2026 and maybe we're 7-10, which I think a lot of guys are just laughing at me as I say something like that. Okay, then we should probably have some primetime games, because that would mean if you're 7-10, somebody at your quarterback position will have had to have played really well and given you some spark for this year going into next year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.